We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier. I read that previous text very quickly, and I just saw Hill, and I went to Josh Hill and didn't think about Taysom, but that's who they were talking about. P-Rob, Taysom Hill, Latavius Murray. You only get an injury report on Wednesday, and then you get a report on today, is it, Mike, the second injury report?
Today, and that's going to be the important day. And with Latavius Murray and Taysom Hill missing 2 days of practice, today becomes very important if they miss a third day, because normally that means you don't play. Mm-hmm. And you take Murray and Taysom Hill out of this lineup, you're missing some power running skills there. Latavius has been a guy that's been a really good number two guy to give you that inside rushing game, backing up Alvin. And Taysom, short yardage, red zone, a lot of plays that he's involved with. So, no one's fully healthy this time of year. Everybody's got some injuries one way or another. But Friday's normally the critical day. If you miss a couple days of work and if you miss the Friday, normally that means you don't play.
Any difference to that in the playoffs where it's like, you know, we'll wait till the last minute, see if you can go, and you've been at this all season, so you pretty well know what we're doing?
It's always different come playoff time. And so the fact that they would have missed today gives you an indication one way or another. But sometimes medicine does its trick, so to speak, over the weekend. And listen, some coaches don't like to give you information like the one the Saints have. He tells you a lot of nothing about an injury.
And you can always dress them. That doesn't mean they're going to play. And, you know,
well,
you don't want the other team knowing what's going on, right?
If you dress, you playing. This is the playoffs. You know, I want able bodies. So we'll find out a little bit more about Latavius and Taysom today. My always belief is if you missed a Friday, then maybe things aren't coming around as quickly in the rehab for your injury.
All right. And then, of course, there's always that medicine. We're going to take a break more when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen. 6:53 and a half. That would be 6.5 minutes before WWL First News with Dave Cohen. Mike Dettillier, our guest. It's prediction time. Saints taking on the Buccaneers. We'll save that one for last. Mike, the Saints will play, and we'll know, rather, who they would play in the NFC Championship if they win, because the first game Saturday afternoon is the Rams and Green Bay. That one kicks off at 3:35. We'll have it here on WWL for you. How you see that one breaking down?
I like the Packers. Again, I think the big advantage is Aaron Rodgers. Over Jared Goff. And I know Goff's got the thumb injury, but even if he didn't, it would still be the big advantage, Green Bay. And so I like the Packers in that game. I know the Rams are physical up front, but the Packers are a very balanced team, can run the football. But Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones and that group, they get it done. They beat the Rams.
I saw something on TV. They were talking to somebody in Europe about COVID, and both she and the baby. No, it was Australia. That's what it was, about New Year's Eve and COVID, and both she and the baby were wearing Aaron Rodgers jerseys, which I found kind of strange. Baltimore playing Buffalo, second game of the doubleheader on Saturday.
That's a tight game. I think here Buffalo has the better team, and they got a little bit of experience. And I'm going to go with Buffalo here. My heart tells me Baltimore, but my head keeps telling me Buffalo wins this. I think it's a tight football game, and I think Buffalo wins. Field goal probably wins it late.
Early game Sunday, Cleveland, Kansas City.
Well, in there, all I know is that dude on the sidelines, Andy Reid, can coach, and he got the best player in the game. But but the Browns can run the football, and the Chiefs have had difficulties at times stopping it. That's a 10-point spread in that game. I think the Browns can keep it closer than that, but the Chiefs move on, and they play in the AFC Championship game. I'm not going against Andy Reid and the Mahomes here. Now, my money would be, if you're betting, maybe take them 10 points. But, Kansas City wins this, and they play in the AFC Championship game.
And then the big one, Tampa Bay playing the Saints. Tim, open your mic. Tell me where the spread start and where is it now? All right, thoughts, Mike?
I think that's about right. This comes down to a field goal, and this comes down to Will Lutz. And so you know what? I'm going to go 27-24. Saints, Lutz wins it at the end.
And with that, you make me nauseated, thinking that it comes down to Will Lutz, and the season ends, God forbid, on a – wow, let's not even – man, why'd you have to
no,
say
No, listen,
that?
If Don't he hits it, then it's good. You
yeah,
know, you got to think positive thoughts. Come on, Tommy.
Yeah.
You can't worry about the past. You live in the past, you die in the past.
There you go.
And so for Will, special teams is going to play a crucial part in all four games. I think this is the best round of the playoffs, the divisional rounds. Most of these games are close, and you get some great football. But it also becomes tight because those players and those coaches know it, that there is no tomorrow if you lose. Tomorrow is September. So I think it comes down to a special teams play here or there. But I wouldn't be surprised that it comes down to Will and he got the clock one.
All right. Let me ask you about Urban Meyer going to Jacksonville, the Jaguars' new head coach. A lot of college coaches, they go to the NFL. They don't do so well. Lou Holtz, who's the other? Nick Saban. I can give you a couple of different names.
Yeah, it's because you're in control as a college coach, man. You know, ain't nobody tell you nothing. In the NFL, a lot of these players sort of tell you things. But it's a rebuilding job in Jacksonville, and he'll have a lot of early picks. Urban's a really sharp guy, and he's recruited most of those top players, so he has a good idea of what's coming out of the college ranks extremely well. Now, he's got some health issues. That's always concerning for me because I think it takes a toll. But you know what? I like Urban Meyer a lot as a coach. He's smart, but it's going to depend on his staff because, again, he's always been a college coach, and it's a different world. You're talking about grown men and 18-year-olds. That's a big difference. But for that kind of money, I don't understand why he's going to Jacksonville. And eventually, if he stays long enough, he'll be coaching in London.
That was the next question I was asking you. You read my mind on that one. Is he going to need his passport? Mike, thank you so much, man. Enjoy the games. We'll listen for you on Sunday with the pregame coverage.
Yep.
And you're saying Will Lutz wins it with a walk-off field goal?
Walk-off or close to it. One or two.
Close to it. All right, thank you. We're going to take a break.
All right, brother.
I hope you're right, Mike. We could take a break. God, I could have gone all day without hearing that. We're going to talk to Sean Cain when we come back, professor of political science at Loyola, and the latest on the planned Senate trial of President.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.